Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu is mobbed by supporters as he reaches the halfway mark of his 500-kilometre justice march. Kılıçdaroğlu is the leader of the main opposition, Republican People's Party. A woman shouts, "We are all with you. We all want justice." 68-year-old Kılıçdaroğlu is wearing a crisp white shirt and a baseball cap to protect him from the scorching sun. He carries a placard with the word justice. His dignified and peaceful protest has struck a chord in the country, and he's been dubbed the Turkish Gandhi. There have been threats to kill him by supporters of President Erdogan and occasional attacks on those accompanying him. Someone even dumped animal manure where they were going to camp. But Kılıçdaroğlu continues to preach peaceful resistance.
Yürüyüşümüz her geçen gün daha bereketli hale geliyor, daha güzel hale geliyor.
Our march is growing more fertile and more beautiful every day. As you can see, we also face protests every so often, but our hands have never been raised in anger and never will be. On the contrary, after each provocative action, either me or my colleagues or the people we walk with only get applause from the people. This is very important as a very good example of our passion for justice and a reflection of a Turkish tradition. We will continue our walk to Istanbul with laughter, with fun, and with determination. Nobody can stop us.
President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and his government initially dismissed the march as nothing more than a joke. On social media, Erdogan supporters even mocked Kılıçdaroğlu for the shoes he was wearing and questioned whether he'd be able to make it to Istanbul. But when growing numbers of people joined the march, Erdogan's tone became more threatening.
A'dan Z'ye herkes için çalışır.
Wandering around with placards reading justice does not bring justice. If you want to seek justice, then the place in Turkey to find justice is the parliament. It's not right to initiate such a march. If the justice system also invites you to visit a court, don't be surprised.
The threat of court is not an empty one. Kılıçdaroğlu, like most opposition lawmakers, had his immunity lifted. And his justice march was prompted by a 25-year jail sentence handed down to one of his closest allies and parliamentary deputy, Enis Berberoğlu. Over a dozen opposition deputies are currently in jail, along with 60,000 others under the current emergency rule. But Kılıçdaroğlu has dismissed the threat, declaring the authorities know where to find him. And Erdogan's threat appears to have mobilized even more support for the march.
This is one of the most important marches of our republic. With the arrest of Enis Berberoğlu and the fact that more than 150 journalists are in prison, we're facing a reality that breaks, dishonors, and undermines our justice system. As our leader Kılıçdaroğlu says, the knife is to the bone now, so civil disobedience is called for. It made us happy that we can take advantage of our natural right to take a simple walk, and the fact that Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu is leading this walk. It makes us happy because it's brought us back to our senses and calmed us. There are no sticks or stones, no guns, but just people walking.
Erdogan seemed to realize that threats were counterproductive. He reportedly warned all media owners against reporting on the march. Miraculously, Kılıçdaroğlu has disappeared from TV screens and most newspapers. But social media is alive with videos like this one, and there's even live streaming of the march. Semi Idiz is a political columnist with Al Monitor website. He says that after a year of emergency rule and no end in sight to the crackdown, the Justice March has become a vehicle for the growing unease across much of society.
There are lots of angry sectors of Turkish society now. These include people who are nationalists, these include people who are devout, these include people who are secular and who are liberals. So the number of people who want to be part of the march is significant. So hate it as he may, Erdogan really has not much he can do. They know that if they prevent it, then the issue grows even larger. The interest it attracts will grow, not just in Turkey and internationally. So, you know, he is in a dilemma here. There's no doubt about that. It seems to be almost a prelude to something else. Now, people don't know what this will be a prelude to, but there is this feeling that it will be a prelude of sorts to something else.
The crowds following Kılıçdaroğlu are growing every day and now number in the thousands. And those numbers will be bolstered now that the country's main Kurdish party has announced its supporters will join the march. Some are predicting there may be 1 million marchers by the time it reaches Istanbul. Their arrival will coincide with commemorations marking the first anniversary of the attempted coup. President Erdogan has already suggested to his own supporters that the march could be a new coup attempt to unseat him. Tensions are on the rise. Dorian Jones, DW, Istanbul.